Hello and welcome to CDH Conversations. My name is Kuda Chimeta. I'm a senior associate in the Banking, Finance and Projects practice here at CDH. I work in most areas of finance with a special interest in project finance and preferential funding. CDH is hosting a series of Women Empowerment podcasts, and today we're joined by an exceptional director in our dispute resolution practice, Nomlayo Mapinamlino.
Thank you so much, Kuda. As you have said, my name is Nomlayo Mapinamlino. I'm a director here at CDH with special focus on project finance litigation, business rescue and insolvency, and public law dispute resolution. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you, Nomlayo. So I refer to you as an exceptional director because you've had an exceptional career.
Thank you.
You graduated at the age of 21. At the age of 23, you became the first person in South Africa to be admitted as an attorney, notary, and conveyancer at the age of 23. So you're the youngest in the country's record. You were promoted to senior associate 2 years ago, and you've become a director at one of the top five law firms in the country at the age of 28. Most people would define that as a successful career, but I'd like to get your perspective. What do you consider success in the legal fraternity?
You know, people hear all these accolades and they say, you've done so amazing, you're such a successful attorney, which in one aspect of the word is true, right? But I think that we have to pay attention to the fact that we are part of a noble profession. So as attorneys, we are supposed to make the society better. We're supposed to leave the world better than we found it. That is a very definition of a noble profession. So as I understand it, a successful attorney is a person who comes into the legal field, makes a difference, not only where they work, not only for their clients, but for the society at large. I think that is the hallmark of a successful attorney.
Okay, so you've spoken about making a difference in your community and basically in every space that you're in. What are some of the other markers of a successful attorney or a successful person in the legal fraternity?
So I think in one aspect, as I said, a good attorney is a person who knows the law. They know legal jurisprudence. They know it back to front. You know all the case law and how to make it work for your client. That makes a good attorney. But I think a large part of what we do is solving people's problems. And when people come to you, it's because they now have a legal issue, right? And being able to walk them through their legal problems and walk with them with a certain degree of compassion, working with them with an understanding of what it is they're going through. It's not necessarily just like a black and white, this is what you need to do, and not understanding how they are going through that process. So as I said, we are a noble profession. We are about making things better, but it's also making things better for your client, making them feel better about the problem that they're going through, but also solving it in the same vein. So you're not just not knowing the law, knowing how to apply it, but knowing how to make your clients feel better about what they're going through and feel that their problem will be handled with a lot of dignity. It will be handled with integrity. That, to me, is the hallmark of, you know, a great attorney.
Okay, great. So you've spoken about solving the problem of your client and making an impact in the life of your client. But how does one go about making an impact as you have in the fraternity?
So I think one of the things that is very important and one of the things that maybe is lacking would be mentorship, right? So having someone within the profession who comes to you and says, you know what, I think I want to take you through the process that I've been in. I want to like raise you up the way that someone else raised me when I came into the profession. I think that's what makes the biggest difference, right? I mean, you come into an environment with 150 directors and 400 other attorneys, and you feel the most lonely you're probably ever going to feel. You feel you don't know how you're going to make it to be one of those 150 directors. But if you have someone who holds your hand through it and someone who wants to see you successful in this industry, I think that's what makes the difference.
Okay. What are the things that you'd expect from a mentor, specifically in the legal space? Yes, you've spoken about them holding your hand, giving you opportunities, and essentially just giving you access to the spaces that you need to enter. But what are some of the other things that you expect from a mentor?
I think that what I expect, right, is a certain degree of compassion and understanding when I come into an environment like this. And this is something that I think I've spoken about previously in the previous series that CDH did. When people like us who are starting out, you're very young. I mean, I was 21, you were 22 when we started. It's a very young age, right, to be in an environment where you don't know what to do. If you have someone who says, I understand where you are at the moment. I understand how daunting it must be. I understand how difficult it must be for you to be navigating this space. I will help you through that. I think it makes the biggest difference. You can teach me where to find the law. You can teach me how to apply the law. But if I'm not in an environment where I feel comfortable, where I feel there's empathy and compassion for my need to navigate this environment, that would be very difficult. So, you know, we did have mentors who would come and say, hey, I know you don't have a car. You're still here. How are you going to get home? You know what I mean? It makes a difference. And I think we find that mostly women in this field do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely think back of women who came and checked if someone was training me and what level of training I was receiving. So yes, that's definitely true. So women in South Africa have been practicing law in some capacity for 101 years now. In your experience and, you know, just in your discussions with colleagues and friends, what are some of the ways you think the legal fraternity has been impacted by the entrance of women?
So it is exactly what we just spoke about now, right? Where I think women are generally known as the nurturers, right? They're known as people who have care beyond just the day-to-day. So I think one of the things we now find is, especially if you work for a woman, right, you have someone who says, did you even eat today? Like, you know, those things, because sometimes you work and you forget, right? But they take cognizance of the small things. And it makes a difference to know that there's a certain level of care in this environment. There's a certain level of empathy for what you're going through. There's no substitute for hard work. There'll never be. We're here to work hard and that's what we're doing. But when you have someone who is understanding of what you're going through and how you're trying to get through it, and they're checking on you, checking that you're actually getting training, checking that the people in your environment are making you feel comfortable, you're not feeling certain levels of discomfort because of things that do happen in workplaces, and making sure you are okay in general, that makes a difference. And I think the introduction of women into the workspace, into a predominantly male-dominated industry, has helped to kind of get us to a place where we are feeling comfortable in our work environment.
Yeah. Okay. So women are contributing to a better culture.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's not all they're here for. That's not all we're here for. They're great attorneys. I mean, our new Chief Justice is a woman. It's amazing. They're doing well from a technical perspective, but also they're doing well in just making this environment better for a generation
accessible.
To come. Exactly.
Okay. That's great. So clearly you've recognized the contributions of other women in the industry. What are some of the contributions that you're making or looking to make in your own capacity as a woman in law?
So there are projects that I'm very passionate about. So there are projects that are passion projects for me. And one of them is the Advocates Briefing Project. I am very keen to make sure that advocates who are coming into this, because they are, as much as we are here in their environment, they're also trying to, you know, break into this market, right? And it's very difficult because they're doing it individually. So one of the projects that we're doing is partnering with one of the banks to try and get advocates introduced to attorneys within the firms and get them briefed by the firms and get them getting good work from us, you know? So that has been happening and it's been going quite well. So it's something I'm contributing to. And we're also working on a separate advocates briefing project where we're trying to get mentorship by attorneys for advocates. So within specified industries, right? So if they have questions that they need answers to, they can ask an attorney, like, how would you normally go about this? How would you prefer this to be done for you? And that also helps, you know, we find that a lot of young advocates, you know, they get work from one person, they make one mistake, and then they'll never get a brief again. And they never get that brief from that firm again. If you have someone you can like bounce your ideas off and say, is this something you would accept as an attorney? Is this something that would work for you? It makes a difference. They have a sounding board from people who actually give them work. So we're trying to create an environment where there are mentorship relationships between attorneys and advocates in a way that will help build relationships, but also build their confidence in the industry, but also get them known by attorneys. So it's one of the projects that I have now pioneered in CDH, and we are like starting to work on it.
It's very exciting. So you're contributing to mentorship to other members of the fraternity. I think many of us as attorneys, when we're asked questions about the legal fraternity, we think of ourselves, other attorneys.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that you're making reference to advocates. You've given a great example of our new Chief Justice and just showing that it's more than sort of just looking inward, but looking how far you can spread your wings and make the impact that you spoke to earlier.
No, absolutely. Like we said, we are supposed to make the world better. We're supposed to make society better. It doesn't end within CDH. It doesn't end with our group that started together as candidates. We take it out there. We've made the world a better place for 100 people. That's great. If we've made it better for 200 people, that's amazing. But even if you make it better for one, it makes a difference.
Okay. So I think a theme that's coming across in a lot of what you're saying is compassion, kindness, and you've mentioned that you've spoken about this before. Would you mind just sharing a bit of that as well? The role of kindness and compassion in your personal journey or, you know, in what you've observed in your career?
Look, I think my life is a testament to what compassion can do, right? And what compassion can achieve. If you look at what life has been like, where it started from, I mean, everyone can say, oh, you graduated at 21. A lot went into graduating at 21, right? I had to go to school. I had people make the effort to pay, I mean, communities making sure that they contributed to my education because my parents were not at a place where they could do it, right? Community is contributing to just giving us food at home, giving us clothes at home because it was difficult. So it's easy to say, you know, oh, she graduated at 21, but it's a community that made sure that that happens for me. And, you know, as a community that showed a lot of compassion. So that is why I'm a true believer that behind all of that success comes a community that gives you the power to do it, but through compassion and through kindness. And a lot of the things that have happened, a lot of the achievements that have taken place would not have taken place without those people.
And now you're becoming one of the members of, you know, our community at CDH who are empowering us.
Absolutely. Because it's good to give back, right? If those people had not, you know, done that for me, I wouldn't be sitting here today. But even in a professional space, I mean, I had people like Tamina Furman who said, you know what, I want to mentor you, I want to get you to a place where you can be director. Even professionally, I had people who, she didn't have to do it. She didn't have to mentor me towards directorship, but she did from a place of kindness and from a place of just wanting to make the profession better. So yeah, I think everything that has happened in my life is underpinned by the people that were so kind to me to get me to where I am.
Yeah, I like the fact that you brought up Tabile, because I think one can listen to this conversation and think we're trying to highlight, you know, feminine characteristics like being kind, being compassionate. But you've spoken about how she's trained you in your technical skills and made sure you got, you know, to the highest, you know, step of the ladder from a, you know, practice, law firm perspective. I think it's important to just highlight that, like, kindness doesn't end at asking if someone's intern.
Of course.
But it actually goes into training them.
Yes.
And training them well.
I think you have had interactions with Tommy Lee where she would ask if you've eaten, if she'll, you know, she'll ask those things. I think she's a mom in that respect, but she's also very good technically. She's very famous in her field and she's known in the industry. She also wants to train you. You will work hard. You'll do all of that. But she does it with a degree of compassion. She does it with a degree of kindness. But she also wants to make it better for you. She wants your life to be better. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for women who do that for other women and do it for everybody else, actually, because, you know, it's one industry at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I think just having different types of people, having women, having people of different races, having just a diverse group of people contributes to that growth of the industry.
No, absolutely. Because, look, it's also important. Representation matters, right? We've spoken about that. We've spoken about how someone like her would understand your background and what you need, right? But someone different also understands the environment better than we do. And they can, you know, make that contribution to your life to say, look, this is not this environment and this is how things work. So it's not necessarily just representation, but we can make it different for everybody else. It doesn't matter, black, white, male, female, you know, it doesn't matter as long as you're contributing positively to someone's life.
So before, I mean, you and I can talk for hours.
Always.
But before we do that, is there anything that you'd like to say, anything that you maybe haven't had an opportunity to share that you think is an important message to get out there?
Yeah, I think the one thing will probably be, like we've just spoken about how different people can make a difference in everybody's life, right? It's just, we are all very different. We come from different backgrounds. We come from different environments, but being a different person doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful. I know that's not what we see when we come in. When I came to CDH, I was very quiet. I was young and quiet, which wasn't the best of combinations at the time, because people want to see you break out of your shell. People want to see you, you know, do all of that. But having then gone through what I've gone through and gotten to a place where I'm a director, I think what I can say is being different is okay. At the end of the day, the merit of what you do matters. So if you're trying to access training, you're trying to be better, be a better attorney, that's first prize. But it doesn't matter that you're different. It actually enhances the environment that we're in and makes it better for somebody else. When a new, young and quiet person comes in, at least they have me to say, you know, she was young and quiet and she made it. It's very, very important. I think I was saying earlier to somebody that when we had the Women's Day function last week, we had a chief group legal who said she's an introvert. So it was nice to see her be up there and be an introvert. So it's okay to be different. If you come to this environment, it's okay to be different. Find the people that make you better in your difference.
So you said something that many people might think is a contradiction.
Yeah.
A young and quiet dispute resolution lawyer. How yes. does that work?
It works. You just need to be good at what you do. Like, you don't need to make noise, right? Make noise in the right way. I'm quiet and I've made noise by being quiet and, you know, young and smart and out there. That's the noise I prefer to make. You don't need to make noise. So I think being good at what you do, people recognize your work, right? And they'll realize you have something important to say. You don't need to make noise for people to know that. In my view, and there are people who have a different perspective when it comes to it. But I think what has contributed to actual success has been being good at what you do. And people will recognize that. At the end of the day, people want good attorneys. They want results for their work. They don't want noise. So I think it's okay if you're quiet. That's why I said it's good. Even if you're quiet, it's okay. Come to dispute resolution. We'll train you to do the work and do it well. And, you know, yeah.
Thank you so much, Nomayo. I've learned a lot. I've been trying very hard not to make notes during this conversation.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely brilliant to hear your different perspective and seeing how someone can become a success, notwithstanding the difference that they bring to the industry.
Thank you so much, Kuda.
The views and information expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily present those of the firm. All content is provided for general purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. We make no representations, warranties, or guarantees, whether expressed or implied, that the content on our podcast is accurate, complete, up-to-date, or reflects the current law. We accept no responsibility for any loss or damage, whether direct or consequential, arising from reliance on the information which is presented here.